Good afternoon and welcome to this broadcast of Black Talk Radio News. My name, of course, is Scotty Reed, and I'm broadcasting from behind these enemy lines that we call USA Inc. Today's broadcast, I want to focus on the James Comey hearings that are still ongoing right now in Congress about the quote-unquote Russian interference in the 2016 election. Democrats and neocons for Hillary Clinton just can't seem to let it go. But there are also some other things that could be at work here. So I just want to provide you with a nonpartisan, objective analysis of the hearings. Again, they are still ongoing. I just heard enough after that guy, Denny Heck, the congressman from Washington, Denny Heck, a Democrat. Man, I had to turn it off, man, because this guy was like really going hard in creating all kind of boogeymans and basically attacking the independent media, personalities like myself, platforms like Black Talk Radio Network, Black Agenda Report, just any independent outlet that does not take its marching orders on what they're going to publish or what they're going to cover from the Democratic Party or the DNC. So it was just really getting outrageous. We had a Representative Jackie Speier, a Democrat out of California, who said that the Russians committed an act of war. And I'm like, this woman is just going way over the top. This is very dangerous language, especially considering that you right now have Russian troops and American troops, and those American troops are in Syria without an invitation, but they're being accommodated. But you have them, you know, in the same city and also moving into Syria where you have a presence of Russian troops. Just very dangerous. Yet people talk about they don't want to start a Cold War. But the Cold War has already started, as we see the United States posture itself in relations to the South China Seas and moving NATO troops up closer to the border of Russia. I mean, World War III could pop off at any time, and it's going to have an impact not on these people in Congress, not on their children, because their children are not going to be sent off to die for this nonsense. It's just crazy. But I wanted to ask a couple of questions that I was taking note of that were not being asked. And I also wanted to expand further on some of the questions that were asked. So I do have a couple of questions. I'm going to throw them up there on the screen. But first, let me go ahead and give the telephone number. Well, actually, Scotty, you need to hook us up to the conference line. I apologize for that. In case anybody else wants to ask a question or share their comment, they can give us a call at 866. I'm going to put that up there. Give me just a moment as I connect to the conference line.
You are the first participant on the call. Please hold while we wait for the others to join.
I was going through my pre-show checks, and I guess I forgot to check that right. So we are connected there. So there is the telephone number. It's 866-510-9025. Hit star on your keypad if you would like to comment. Or you can just listen, as we have some people who listen on the phone line. You can also submit questions or comments through our Facebook live stream. We'll throw those up on the screen if you have any questions or comments and you don't want to call in. All right, so let me go ahead and throw up our first question again. The topic is the current hearings that are going on right now. I was just watching it on YouTube, been watching it for since 11 o'clock this morning is when I first turned it on, and it is going on 4 o'clock, and they're still asking questions. But basically, it was nothing to see. It was a lot of wasted time and a lot of wasted money. I don't know how much it cost them to put on that hearing. I heard FBI Director James Comey make a whole bunch of no comment statements, or I can't answer that question, or I won't answer that question, or the investigation is ongoing. Now, you would think they would allow the FBI to conclude their investigation into this imaginary hacking or rigging of the 2016 elections by the Russians. But you would at least think, before you have a hearing like this, that you would let them conclude their investigation. But this isn't about an investigation. It never has been. It's all about McCarthyism, bringing that back. It's also about Democrats acting like petulant children. And those who know me know I am not a partisan guy. I don't play those games. Apparently a whole lot of grown folks do. I look at that like high school rivalries or junior high school rivalries, where you picking one side or the other. Don't none of these parties work for the best interests of the common people. So I don't see what's so hard to understand about that, or why people do not clearly see that's what's going on. And that the common folk, you know, we talking about Trump people right now, those that supported Trump with him draining the swamp of social programs. That's what he was referring to when he was talking about the swamp, that he don't care about, you know, working poor middle class people. All right. And so neither do the Democrats. And it is time that people just really open up their eyes. I don't know what it is. I do know that politics is like a blood sport, and people love games here in the United States. They love playing their games. They love being fans of one team or another. And that's when you get into fanaticism, and all objective analysis goes out the window. So I know it's a lot of people that don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear what, you know, they want to hear. They don't want the truth. They want to live in a little imaginary world. So, you know, they might feel like I'm spoiling their fun right now. But I'm here as a independent, objective journalist to make sure the people who follow our channel, who listen to my radio program or read any of my blog posts on blacktalkradionetwork.com, you know, I just want them to be as informed as possible with the correct information. I try to vet all information. That's not to say I don't get things wrong. If I do get something wrong, if I'll come back and try to correct my mistake. All right, so let's get into this first question. Let me throw that up there. This is the first question that you should be asking yourself. And that question is, did the FBI, which I forget the other guy's name sitting there in the uniform that was sitting next to James Comey, but it was really all about the FBI and James Comey. Okay, so the question that you should be asking yourself, and this question has already been answered, but we will answer it again for those who may not have caught that news or not privy to that information. But the question that I'm asking is, did the FBI independently verify that the Russians hacked the DNC server? That's what everybody's talking about. That's a whole different story than saying someone hacked the elections. No, the only thing that we've been hearing that has been hacked are the DNC servers, where emails were revealed showing a whole lot of unethical dealings in the Democratic primary process. So I'm asking a question. Do you all know that the FBI never examined the DNC servers to determine if it was a hack or if it was a leak, as some people have stated that it was a DNC insider who perhaps was angry about the process being rigged, and therefore he leaked that information to WikiLeaks. All right. So, but no, everybody, because the media controls the minds of the masses. And if you keep saying that over and over and over, and I mean, Hitler told us that about the big lie. If you say a big lie often enough, repeat it a bunch of times, that the masses will believe it. So they keep telling you that this election has been hacked. Now, did the FBI independently verify that the Russians hacked the DNC server? Now, if somebody hacks your server, which would be the property of the Democratic National Committee, that would be a crime. Who investigates crimes like that? That would be the FBI, right? Okay, so you would think before you can say for certain that a crime has been committed, or you going around saying that their servers were hacked, that you would first allow the FBI to examine the crime scene. How are you going to report a crime, but then there's no investigation and examination of the crime scene, which would be the DNC servers? Now, the DNC can hire a quote unquote an independent firm all at once too. All right. Those people are still employees of the people that's paying them, which would be the DNC. So I don't look at that as an objective investigation or server. That private company is not empowered to charge anyone with crimes. So what do we care about what somebody the DNC hired has to say about it? They don't have any authority. They don't have any kind of power to investigate and say and make recommendations of a prosecution to the Department of Justice. But it is awful funny that the DNC, when the FBI requested to examine their servers, would not allow them to examine the servers. I mean, how crazy is that? If you're reporting to everybody else, apparently they didn't call the FBI, they didn't call the law enforcement, they didn't call 911 and say, we're a victim of a crime, our server have been hacked. We see all these stolen emails that's being published all over the place. We need you to come investigate this crime and prosecute the individuals responsible. No, that's not what's going on. No, what they did was tell a bunch of people in the media, oh, our servers were hacked. That's how WikiLeaks got that information. And then when the FBI said, oh, yeah, let us examine the servers so we can establish who is behind this, DNC says, nope, you can't do it. You can't look at our servers. Now, how crazy is that? How odd is that? Ask yourself that question. Now, if you come to the logical conclusion that you cannot correctly state that there has been a hack or anything illegal that has happened, you can't determine that their servers were hacked because nobody has examined it. The investigating authorities of law enforcement in this country has not examined those servers. You don't believe me? Okay, let me go ahead and open up a couple of links. Here, this comes from TheHill.com, and I'm using at least two sources in these different segments, the way that I'm breaking this down for you today. This comes from TheHill.com. This is the headline. FBI never examined hacked DNC servers itself, says report. This was published by, again, on the Hill.com. It was written by Katie Bo Williams, and it was published January the 4th, 2017. It says the FBI never examined the Democratic National Committee's computer servers during this investigation into, quote unquote, Russian attempts to interfere in the presidential election, BuzzFeed reports. So that's your second source right there. BuzzFeed, in addition to The Hill, is also reporting this. The DNC has several meetings with representatives of the FBI Cyber Division and its Washington, D.C. field office, the Department of Justice National Security Division, and the U.S. Attorney offices. And it responded to a variety of requests for cooperation, but the FBI never requested access to the DNC computer servers, DNC Deputy Communication Director Eric Walker told BuzzFeed in an email. So that's, again, like these people at the DNC are not lying. Okay. Now, if that is true, why is Robert Comey going around talking about the DNC server has been hacked and he ain't never examined it? No law enforcement agency has examined these servers to even determine if they were a hack. But millions of people around the country listening to talking heads on corporate media, and they say it, they keep repeating it. Like Hitler said, you keep repeating the same thing over and over and over and over, and the people will believe it. According to one intelligence official who spoke to the publication, no U.S. intelligence intelligence agency has performed its own forensics analysis on the hack service. So that means the CIA, which they're not a domestic agency anyway, but the CIA has not looked at it. So how can they even issue what did I think they said? They're moderately or highly confident that the Russians were behind these hacks. Well, how do you know when you ain't even looked at the freaking servers? The NSA says they're only moderately confident. Again, how is this logical? What sense does it make for us to be believing anything these people have to say and they have not even examined the crime scene? This is crazy. This is cognitive dissonance. I'm just going to say it's just straight up ignorance on the part of the citizens who believe this garbage without doing their own research. It's just very, very sad. It's very sad. Let me go to another source. The second source that I use, this comes to you from Wired.com, also in January of 2017, just months ago. FBI says the Democratic Party would not let agents see the hacked email service. So that's something that's different than what the DNC insider told BuzzFeed, saying the FBI never requested. Now, also, one of the things I noticed during the hearings, nobody asked Robert Comey or anyone sitting there why none of these intelligence agencies have examined the DNC servers. What sense does that make? Does that sound logical to you? We spending how much of these hearings costing us? And these Republicans, man, they are so dumb and so stupid. You don't think I'm asking that guy, Robert Comey? You're sitting up here telling us, sir, that these intelligence agencies say this and that about Russia, and you're saying that the Russians wanted to influence the elections, and that's how all these emails got out here. Then, sir, can you confirm for us whether or not your office, anybody part of the cybercrime division of the FBI, examined the DNC servers? So this is Wired.com report. Questions about the Democratic National Committee hack and Russia's alleged involvement have been swirling for months and have intensified as the intelligence community prepares to brief President-elect Donald Trump about his conclusions on Friday and release a declassified report next week. This is the report everybody's saying that these 17 intelligence agencies all agree. That's a doggone lie. What do you think? Highly confident from the CIA, who's never examined the DNC servers, okay? NSA, only moderately confident that the Russians had the DNC servers, but they never examined the DNC servers to see if there was even a hack at all. I mean, like these people, we're supposed to take their word for this? Okay, this is crazy. So it goes on to say, they briefed him on the release of a declassified report. Let's see, ahead of this announcement, the DNC told BuzzFeed on Wednesday that neither the FBI nor any other intelligence agencies ever did an independent assessment of the organization's breach server. So if this is true, this is a DNC insider telling you ain't nobody looked at our servers, but just take our word for it. We're telling you it was hacked. We hired some people and we had them look at the server. Come on, y'all. This is crazy, man. And then, you know, it's just sad that I see so many of my fellow citizens out there that participate in politics or try to provide news and information related to politics through their programs, but yet they just turning out to be mouthpieces for the Democratic Party and pushing partisan talking points. So I've given you two sources. There's actually three sources: The Hill, Wired.com, and it seems most of them are pulling from BuzzFeed, who talked to somebody at the DNC who said that our servers have never been independently examined by any of these intelligence agencies. So you would think a Republican would ask that question, would you not? That's crazy. Are they idiots too? Are they just that incompetent that they couldn't come up with relevant questions? But I kind of think the Republicans, I know the neocons, that would be your John McCain's, your Lindsey Graham's, they all had already were endorsing Hillary Clinton. So you got to ask yourself, why was these Republicans endorsing Hillary Clinton? Why are these Republicans like John McCain been pushing for these hearings or whatnot? Well, we know that those two are connected to the military industrial complex. We know the lobbyists who fund their campaigns would be in that industry, and they stand to make a whole lot of money on a renewed Cold War and what have you. So, I mean, this just plays right into that. And so let me go ahead and move on if nobody has any questions or comments on this. Let's see, what's the next one? Let me throw up the next question. And the next question, does Hillary Clinton, let me make sure that's the right one. Did Hillary Clinton promote stronger ties with Russia? Now that, let me make sure that's the right one. Okay, that is not the right one. Sorry about that, here, I skipped it. Here we go. No, that's not it too. So let me go ahead and copy this question and post it in there because I kept hearing this a lot. That's not the right one. I'm sorry. Does Hillary Clinton or any members of her team have Russian business ties? Because that was a frequent thing that kept coming up. Yeah, that's the right one right there. Okay. That's a frequent thing that we've been hearing. Since Donald Trump won the election, we've been hearing that. We keep hearing it repeated in the news reports. We keep hearing it today during the congressional hearings. Now, again, let me just state again, I am not a partisan hack, not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent voter. I vote independently. I vote for policy, not people or party. And I'm just quite appalled that these people would play on my intelligence and play on your intelligence like that. So it has been established that Donald Trump does have or has had in the past business ties in Russia. I mean, this is a global businessman who has many different areas of industry. He went to Russia for the Miss America pageant that he owns. So it is no, he might have got loans, I think, from the Russian bank. Okay, did he break the law? No, he didn't. But the question is, since that's being pushed in the media so much and by these partisan hacks, does Hillary Clinton or any members of her team have Russian business ties? Now, people want to ignore the fact, let me just pull up some articles here. People want to ignore the fact that Bill Clinton was paid $500,000. That seemed to be the going rate. If you want a Clinton person, if you want a Clinton, either that's Bill or Hillary, to come talk to your bank, that the going rate is $500,000. All right, we never did get those transcripts of what she told those banks in that $500,000 speech. Man, I would love to make $500,000 in an hour or however long she spoke, you know, a couple of hours, whatever. Man, woo. And so we want to ignore the fact that Bill Clinton was paid by a Russian bank to give a speech in Russia, and he was paid $500,000. So what do you call that? Why didn't anybody ask that question of Mr. Comey? Where are you aware, Mr. Comey, that these people are saying that this member of the Trump team or that member of the Trump team was getting paid by the Russians or whoever, and they have these business ties? And I would have said, well, did you investigate Hillary Clinton's team members or her husband's possible ties to the Russian government or entities controlled by Vladimir Putin? Okay, so I'm gonna pull up the Daily Caller. And yes, I know the Daily Caller is a right-wing race-baiting website, but like Malcolm X said, the truth is the truth, no matter who tell it. Okay, so we had this article that was published by Chuck Ross, is the reporter. And this was published on April the 5th of 2016. See how people got such a short memory, all right, where Hillary Clinton's people, John Podesta, and her co-conspirator in the murder of Muammar Gaddafi, a head of state of Libya, which is against U.S. law, but we don't see no hearings on that. We don't see no prosecutions of these people. And Sidney Blumenthal actually doesn't even work for the U.S. government. So what he's doing in Libya, telling Hillary Clinton about them war criminals that they hired to take out Gaddafi, committing war crimes against black people in Libya, but he was named in Panama Papers. Look up the Panama Papers, people. Have y'all forgot about that? All right. Did y'all forget about tens of thousands of financial records being leaked in 2016 from this bank money laundering institution in Panama? And it showed that John Podesta, her campaign manager, who's now a writer for the Washington Post, all right, fake journalist writing for a fake paper. All right, I'm not going to call them a fake paper. That'd be an insult. They don't all cover politics, but they got a bunch of political hackery going on there, or hired a bunch of political hacks like her former campaign manager. But yes, John Podesta has ties through him and his brother's lobbying group, and they have lobbied Congress for Russians. I ain't hear anybody bring that up. Again, these Republicans are idiots, man. I mean, these are pertinent questions that you think they would be asking if they wanted to show what a sham these hearings are, or what a witch hunt, okay, it is. All right, so it goes on to say a billionaire in a Russia-controlled bank named in the Panama Papers have links to Hillary Clinton through two separate lobbying efforts, one through a Clinton-connected lobbying firm and another through Sidney Blumenthal. That man's a criminal right there. Man, Clinton is linked to, and I don't speak Russian, so excuse me if I do not pronounce these names correctly. Clinton is linked to Cerber Bank, Russia's largest bank, through the Podesta Group, a lobbying firm co-founded by Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, and his brother, Tony Podesta, a major Clinton bundler out there, you know, getting all that money from them billionaires and bankers and special interest groups. Because remember, she spent over $1 billion on the election. Somehow Democrats who say we need to get money out the elections don't have a problem with that. All right. But according to also the Washington Free Beacon, which first reported the connection, Cerberbank registered with the Podesta Group last month to lobby on issues related to economic sanctions against Russia and on stock and bond trading for its U.S. clients. Now, ain't that what they saying? What's the guy named General Mathis? Although I think they say he got paid by Turkey and not Russia. I could be incorrect in lobbying. But again, I'm not making excuses for none of these people. This is how politics operate in this country. Okay? It's politicians for sale to the highest bidder. This is how your government works. Both Democrats and Republicans operate in this fashion. So I don't understand why people want to try to play these partisan games again, unless they are just simply useful partisan idiots or something like that. And that's, I'm not name calling. That is a political term. Look it up, called useful idiots. All right. According to the Washington Free Beacon, I already read that part. Bidzina Ivanishvili, a Georgian billionaire and former prime minister of the Caucasus state, is also named in the Panama Papers, which is believed to be the largest leaks of financial documents in history. A close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ivanishvili appeared in the Hillary Clinton email dump through her longtime friend, Sidney Blumenthal, who was advising her in a non-governmental fashion as a private citizen, as they, as she was overseeing the operation to illegally overthrow U.S. ally Libya and turn it over to them Islamic terrorists that have been cutting people's heads off, and now the whole country is a mess. But those were in some of those emails, right? But y'all act like, you know, you don't care about that stuff. You don't care that why these Islamic terrorists was hunting down black people and murdering them and putting them in mass graves. I don't know if Sidney Blumenthal had a conscience or whatnot, but he sent Hillary Clinton an email saying these militias is targeting civilians and engaged in ethnic cleansing. Oh, but y'all don't care about that, do you? Because who cares about black people, especially black people in Africa? And if a bunch of Arab Islamic dogs want to murder them, hey, we all cool with that. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, Blumenthal, who played a middleman role for Clinton, passed along a memo from Ivanishvili ahead of the 2012 Georgian election. Ivanishvili was head of the Georgian Dream Party, which successfully ousted then Georgian president Mikhail, how you pronounce this, Saakashvili, a U.S. ally. All right. So again, people, what is going on in these hearings right now? Ain't none of this stuff being brought up. Not even by Republicans. So what kind of game is being played on the American people right now? If that's not enough for you, you say, oh, the Daily Caller is just a right-wing rag and we can't trust them. Okay, let's go to the other side of the spectrum. Let's go to Salon.com. With Saudi and Russian ties, Clinton machine's tentacles are far-reaching, according to the Panama Papers. A key gear in the Clinton machine that has sucked in hundreds of thousands of dollars lobbying on behalf of the Saudi absolute monarchy has also worked for Russia's biggest bank. The Podesta Group is one of the most influential Democratic Party-linked lobbyists in the United States, and it is headed by a top Hillary Clinton fundraiser who has been referred to as the Hillary Money Man. Cerberus Bank, the largest financial institution in Eastern Europe, hired the Podesta Group to help powder up its public image, the Observer reports. So we got three sources, right? All right, we got the Daily Caller. Hold on, let me close this. We got the Daily Caller, we got the Salon, and we got Observer.com. How many more sources do you need? All right. So again, people, it is very important that you read. Let me see this. You're right, Edra Fallon. Let me go ahead and put his comment up there. If Hillary had won under these circumstances, Republicans would be screaming. And you're right, they would be screaming. But I'm like, the Republicans not even asking this question. So what is their angle? Are they that incompetent? Are the Republican representatives that incompetent that they would not be posing these questions to James Comey that I'm posing to the public right now? Okay, I don't know what's going on here. All right, but again, because they all do it, they just putting on like one of the people on Facebook I'm connected to, Daryl, said it's nothing but a dog and pony show. That's all this is. Okay. So I gave you three sources. Now, when Hillary Clinton was with the Obama administration, let me go ahead and throw this other question up there. We've already established that the FBI, let's go ahead and do a quick review, the FBI nor any other intelligence agency examined the DNC servers, but they telling you they confident that the Russians hacked them. But they ain't examined nothing. So, you know, believe what you want to believe. Does, number two, that was the first question. It's the way I got it worded here. Did the FBI independently verify that the Russians hacked the DNC server? No, they did not. Nobody examined the server. Does Hillary Clinton or any members of her Russian team have Russian business ties? I just established that for you through her longtime ally, Sydney Blumenthal, and the Podesta brothers, John and Tony Podesta, running a lobbyist firm, making money from the Russians to lobby the U.S. government. All right. Now, did Hillary Clinton promote stronger ties with Russia? Because I kept hearing them saying, you know, these different members of the Trump campaign and Donald Trump himself saying, we want to have a good relationship with Russia and what have you. So that's why I put the question up there. Did Hillary Clinton promote stronger ties with the Russians? And so, of course, she at the time was working for the Obama administration, which if you check their White House log, you'll see a bunch of Russian names meeting with President Obama, CEO of former CEO of USA Inc. Okay, so again, this is all crazy. Now, I don't know what people is talking about, man. Let me pull up an article. Did Hillary Clinton promote stronger ties with Russia? Here's an article from the Washington Times. All right. This is Rowan Scarborough. Give me just a moment as I close out some of these ads. And of course, this is a right-wing source, but I'm like Malcolm X. The truth, I'm for the truth, no matter who tell it. I know how to just set aside all of this partisan hackery and all of that. Just give me the facts. Just give me the facts, okay? Liberals are condemning President-elect Donald Trump and his people for supposed links to Vladimir Putin. But there was a time when Democrats were ingratiating themselves to the autocratic Russian leader and his country's money. Former President Bill Clinton, for example, took $500,000 in speaking fees in 2010 from a Russian finance company run by former KGB spies closely tied to Mr. Putin, a former KGB officer. At the same time, Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was leading the way in urging U.S.-Russia business expansion, complete with an American high-tech delegation to Moscow and U.S. investments in Russian cyber skills. We are committed in broadening and deepening ties between our two economies, she said in Moscow with then Prime Minister Putin at her side. And it's a picture, they showing a picture of her and Putin. Let me open up the source of where that came from. That's going back to the same source, but y'all can Google this stuff. Y'all can, or if you like Yahoo search engine, whatever, ask Jeeves or whoever, go ask them and just Google this stuff. All right. Okay. But what was once a hallmark of President Obama's foreign policy in alliance with Mr. Putin is over. The White House has joined liberals who charge that Mr. Trump's people's dealings with and overtures to Russia are the reasons Mr. Putin allegedly ordered cyber attacks against the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. Again, the DNC servers have never been examined by the CIA, NSA, just pick one of them alphabet boys, FBI. None of them have examined these servers. So why do we keep saying the servers were hacked? Nobody has examined a crime scene to determine a crime has been committed. Use your noodle, people. Think, ask logical questions, and then seek out the answers to those questions. And stop allowing these people to control your mind. Malcolm X warned us about this garbage. All right. So let me, what's the next question? As we have established that Hillary Clinton and her people, including her husband and the Obama administration, were promoting closer ties with Russia when, and she was standing next to Vladimir Putin saying these things. And now all of a sudden, oh, we just got short memory and oh, Donald Trump, he's in Vladimir Putin's pocket and all that. I mean, come on, y'all. Come on. And you want me to take you serious? You want me to look at you as an intelligent, critically thinking person when I see you engage in this partisan fanaticism? Because that's all it is. It's fanaticism. But the stakes are much higher than who's going to win the, which I heard them bring that up today, who's going to win this Super Bowl. Okay? These are not games. These things can lead to a lot of people losing their lives, including your children. Okay? Because they're not, their children are not going to go. They're not going to get sent to war. All right? So, let me see if there's anything else. This was a point that was brought up, or another I had also went to the Washington Post, because we keep seeing these headlines and we hearing these people in these hearings say the election was rigged. So I went to the Washington Post article, and I don't need to pull it up, but what they are talking about is electronic vote flipping. And we know since the selection of George W. Bush in 2000, what was that, Florida, hanging Chad, also here in North Carolina, votes were flipped on them electronic machines. That's why we don't use them no more here in North Carolina. 2004, I think votes, if I remember correctly, votes were flipped on these electronic machines in Ohio. So that's what they are talking about in this Washington Post article, and saying that Donald Trump was saying he's concerned that the election could be rigged. This is ahead of the election. He was concerned. And so they were saying that, well, he's not being crazy. This has happened in the past. We've had, you know, CBS, ABC News do these news segments showing you how easy it is to flip these votes and what have you, because they are not hack proof and they don't give you a receipt or some kind of paper trail who you voted for. So, you know, they were admitting that he's not off base to be concerned about that. Now, but they went on to say that they were concerned Hillary Clinton was going to lose because of a suppression of minority votes in states that have passed these voter ID laws. The one here in North Carolina, it went to the Supreme Court ahead of the elections. And that's why we didn't have to show ID at the polls, even though I always show mine anyway. All right. When I'm checking the rolls, I just throw my little ID down there and well, hey, because I don't want no problems, no nothing. OK, just give me my ballot and let me go vote. So anyway, it just occurred to me that, well, if they were so concerned about strengthening the Voting Rights Act, and they were so concerned about black people and Hispanic people, students and elderly, votes being suppressed because, you know, all of these shenanigans going on, then why they didn't spend any time strengthening the Voter Protection Act when Barack Obama first got elected in 2008? The Democrats controlled the Congress for his first 2 years. You would think that black man, okay, first quote unquote, first black president and the Democrats, that's one of the first things they would have done was strengthen the Voting Rights Act. And instead of making it renewable every 20 years, try to make it permanent, you know, whatever it takes. If you're so concerned about your base and people who I don't know why always giving you votes because you don't do nothing for us. So, but again, I'm like, okay, so they're saying they want to scream that the Republicans going to suppress the minority vote. Well, when Barack Obama was president and the Democrats had control of the Congress and of the House and the Senate, they did nothing on this issue. But now when Hillary Clinton's about to run, oh, they want to bring that up now. Now they want to use that as an excuse to why she spent over $1 billion and still lost. Okay. It's crazy. So that's one of the things. And what did they spend his first term doing those first 2 years? Bailing out Wall Street and these crooked banks and passing Obamacare. Like Malcolm X said, you know, you vote for them and you put them first, but they put you last. Same old, different time period. All right, so let me move on. What's the next question I want to throw up there? Again, if you have any questions or comments, if you want to challenge the information that I'm putting out here, give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. You're on the board. Hit ** to unmute yourself. You can also submit your information through Facebook's, our live stream on Facebook. So what's the next one? I'm ready to go ahead and shut it down. But here is the final question that I have for you. Why no congressional hearings like we're seeing today on the DNC primary rigging? Ask yourself that. You want to talk about, act like, or posture like you so concerned about the integrity of our elections and people undermining the election and people rigging the election? Then where, again, if I was the Republicans, as soon as Donald Trump got into office, January the 21st, I'm scheduling hearings on the Democratic primary being rigged. Because I'm a Republican. I'm not a Republican, y'all. I'm just giving you an example. I'm a Republican, but I care about all Americans, and I care about the integrity of all the elections. Every American vote should count. And we want to make sure that. So we got these reports from these emails that they rigged the primary in favor of Hillary Clinton. I think we need to host a hearing on that. You know, again, people, I don't expect the Democratic Party members to investigate their own Democratic National Committee, but I would think the Republicans would do this, right? They not. So again, what is the point of these hearings today? They're not asking logical questions. They're not asking what I would say is obvious questions. So what's going on? Somebody tell me, what's the point of all this? So why no congressional hearings on DNC primary rigging? John Podesta emails did come up today. I made a mental note of that. They brought up John Podesta emails, right? But no one questioned it. Nobody asked any questions about what was contained in those emails, which again revealed, along with other emails, that the DNC was rigging his primary in favor of Clinton. And this is why the DNC finds itself facing a federal class action lawsuit right now called the DNC fraud. Look it up. Go Google that. DNC fraud lawsuit or DNC class action lawsuit. All right. And so why don't these congressmen and representatives care about that process of the election process being rigged and undermined? You know, how do I know the Russians wasn't helping them to undermine Bernie Sanders? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Or Martin O'Malley, you know, they undermine every Democrat that ran, put their hat in the ring to run for the nomination. All right. So as I already stated in response, here's some other information you may not know. And it was not brought up today because they don't care. In a response to that lawsuit, the DNC sought to unsuccessfully have the lawsuit dismissed, claiming the plaintiffs knew the process was rigged and therefore should not be entitled to get their money back that they gave to their favorite Democratic member who was running for the nomination, not named Hillary Clinton. They admitted this. They're lawyers. Let me restate that correctly. The DNC didn't say it. The people they hired, their attorneys to represent them in this fraud lawsuit, said that in trying to get it dismissed is that these stupid people knew that this primary process was rigged for Hillary Clinton, but they gave their money anyway. So that's on them. That's their defense, y'all. Don't believe me. Look it up. Makes no sense for so many ignorant people to be on the internet, and you obviously have access to the internet. All right, so don't believe me. I got about four links here. All right. The first one I want to pull up, Hillary Clinton campaign. This comes from the Daily Caller. Blake Neff reported this. Hillary Clinton campaign told DNC to hold sham meetings to make the primary look less rigged. Newly leaked emails show that a major figure in the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign urged the Democratic National Committee to schedule meetings with other prospective presidential candidates to make the process appear less biased. The email sent January 2015 before the official launch of Hillary Clinton's campaign is part of the latest dump of John Podesta emails by the online WikiLeaks is not a hacktivist group, Daily Caller or Blake Neff. They're a whistleblowing publishing site. They don't do the hacking themselves. People send them the information and they publish it. Okay. So, I mean, I'm telling you, man, we have to be careful about these people in the media. But anyway, it says, the message authored by campaign manager Robbie Mook is about a planned meeting between Clinton and then DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and also describes a meeting between Mook and White House political advisor David Seamus. So now they bringing in the Obama administration. So not only did the Clinton campaign, the DNC collude to rig the process, but now we have someone connected to Barack Obama from his administration connected to this. All right. So it goes on to say, Mook's message mostly deals with the mundane political details, but at the end, he makes an interesting comment where he suggests an awareness of pro-Clinton bias at the DNC. I ask, this is in quotation, this is Mook talking, I ask that he make sure she, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, has meetings scheduled with other potential candidates so they can credibly say they're meeting with everyone. We just had Donna Brazile, because remember, Debbie Wasserman Schultz got fired for this. She was forced to resign when these emails showed that they were rigging it. Then they appointed interim Donna Brazile, who just last Friday admitted that she fed questions to the Clinton campaign. All right, so why nobody care about them rigging that? But you want me to jump on your Trump bashing bandwagon and Hillary Clinton fanaticism when you have no credibility? You're just as unethical as the people that you're rooting for and rooting against. I'm not here to carry water for Donald Trump. I hope the man do get impeached, but I'm not going to play these unethical games, and you're not going to use me as your useful idiot to push lies to the people who follow our network looking for independent, objective news. All right, so let me pull up another one. This comes from theobserver.com, and this was just recently. After they got through rigging the DNC chairman position just a few weeks ago to cheat, Keith Ellison, and shove Tom Perez into that position, Obama's boy. And so anyway, on February 8th, this comes to you from Observer.com. This was published in February. It says, on February 8th, while campaigning to become the next DNC chair, the establishment favorite, former Secretary of Labor Tom Perez, slipped up by making a much-needed admission. The Democratic primaries were rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton. Let me read what he said. It's in quotations, right? Perez stated, we heard loudly and clearly yesterday from Bernie supporters that the process was rigged, and it was. And you got to be honest about it. That's why we need a chair who is transparent. So now you got a former member of the Obama White House who has just been, the Obama administration as labor secretary, who has just been elected the new DNC chair, admitting in February that they rigged it for Hillary Clinton. Okay. Where is the congressional hearing on this? Where's the congressional hearing? If y'all care about the American electoral process, how is there not a hearing on all of this? How are we just going to sweep this stuff under the rug? And why are the citizens allowing them to do it? It don't make sense to me. Let me pull up another one. Another source on the same thing. DNC ousts three top officials at the party caught rigging primary against Bernie Sanders. This is from the GatewayPundit.com. This was published in August 2016. The DNC fired three top officials after the Democratic Party was caught rigging their primary against Bernie Sanders. This came after WikiLeaks released emails that reveal how Democrats rigged the primary in favor of Hillary Clinton. DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned last week after the emails emerged. Let me see, WikiLeaks, breaking. U.S. DNC CEO Amy Dacey, CFO, Brad Marshall, and Chief of Communication, Luis Miranda, have resigned. Okay. With just 3 months until Election Day and the Democrats' official party apparatus struggling to right itself after months of dysfunction and the scandal caused by the WikiLeaks email release, interim Democratic National Committee Chair Donna Brazile cleaned house Tuesday with the ouster of three top officials. So she did that because she had to, because we know just Friday after months of denial, she admitted that as a CNN contributor with access to their secret town hall and debate questions and people they might allow to ask questions, feeding that to Hillary Clinton. How's there not a hearing on this? Why are you not just as outraged as you are outraged after, without evidence, that the Russians hacked the primary or hacked the 2016 elections? See, you playing them partisan games, you ain't hurting nobody but yourself, making yourself look stupid. And you are just, you're helping these people to commit these acts in the future. They gonna say, oh, these fools don't care. We can do anything and they still gonna vote for us. That's what they was counting on. That's what they was counting on. But they can blame everybody else they want to. But the fact is that Hillary Clinton has long been known as a corrupt, a criminal, a politician with no ethics. Did the Russians force her to set up a private server in her basement so that they can hack her servers and get some information? You know, because she wasn't supposed to have that private server in her basement. So we gonna blame the Russians for that. Okay. They was bribed. That's why Bill Clinton got paid that $500,000. Again, do y'all really care about this democracy? You know, and it is a democracy, unfortunately. Used to be a constitutional republic, but now it's a democracy and it's just politicians for sale. But I don't see how anybody can look me in the eye and complain about one group or the other. You can't look me in the eye and complain about Donald Trump and not be making the same accusations, not allegations. These are facts. These are facts and not pointing out the same things with the Democrats. You can't talk trash about Hillary Clinton and then not be pointing out the same things about Donald Trump. Okay, so just let's chalk it up to the United States of America Incorporated is a corporation that is in decline. It's in very, very bad shape. Very bad shape. All right. So I think that's enough. I think I've shared enough. I think I've made my point. I don't want to stay on here just to be running my mouth, but I think I made my case, not with opinions, not with innuendos, not with he said, she said, but with facts, documented facts. All right. Thank you for watching. If you want to support independent black media or independent media in general, make a donation today, tax deductible, to Black Talk Media Project .org, a North Carolina-based new media education organization. Again, that's Black Talk Media Project .org. Make a tax deductible gift today. With that said, I'm out. Peace and blessings to all.